There were three sons, primal, medial, and terminal. I'm afraid the family's always had a problem with education.
I meant Agnes, said Granny. Always puts me in mind of carpet fluff, that name.
Probably that's why she called herself Perdita, said Nanny.
Worse.
Got her fixed in your mind, said Nanny.
Yes, I suppose so.
Good. Now, look at them tea leaves. Granny looked down. There was no particular drama, perhaps because of the way Nanny had built up expectations, but Granny did hiss between her teeth.
Well, now, there's a thing, she said.
See it? See it?
Yep.
Like a skull?
Yep.
And them eyes? I was pretty damn surprised by them eyes, I can tell you. Granny carefully replaced the cup. Her mum showed me her letters home, said Nanny. I brung them with me. It's worrying, Esme. She could be facing something bad. She's a Lunkra girl, one of ours. Nothing's too much trouble when it's one of your own, I always say.
Tea leaves can't tell the future, said Granny quietly. Everyone knows that.
Tea leaves don't know.
Well, who'd be so daft as to tell anything to a bunch of dried leaves?
Nanny Ogg looked down at Agnes's letters home. They were written in the careful, rounded script of someone who'd been taught to write as a child by copying letters on a slate and had never written enough as an adult to change their style. The person writing them had also very conscientiously drawn faint pencil lines on the paper before writing.
Dear ma'am, I hope this finds you as it leaves me. Here I am in Ankh-Morpork Pork and everything is all right. I have not been ravished yet. I am staying at 4 Treacle Mine Road. It is all right. And
Granny tried another.
Dear mum, I hope you are well. Everything is fine, but the money runs away like water here. I am doing some singing in taverns, but I am not making much, so I went to see the Guild of Seamstresses about getting a sewing job, and I took along some stitching to show them, and you'd be amazed. That's all I can say.
And another.
Dear Mother, some good news at last. Next week they are holding auditions at the Opera House.
What's opera? Said Granny Weatherwax.
It's like theatre with singing, said Nanny Ogg.
Huh? Theatre? Said Granny darkly.
Our Nev told me about it. It's all singing in foreign languages, he said. He couldn't understand any of it.
Granny put down the letters.
Yes, but your Nev can't understand a lot of things. What was he doing at this opera theatre anyway?
Nicking the lead off the roof.
Nanny said this quite happily. It wasn't theft if an Og was doing it.
Can't tell much from the letters except that she's picking up an education, said Granny. But it's a long way to...
There was a hesitant knock on the door. It was Sean Og, Nanny's youngest son, and Lonkra's entire civil and public service. Currently he had his postman's badge on. The Lunkra postal service consisted of taking the mailbag off the nail where the coach left it and delivering it to the outlying homesteads when he had a moment, although many citizens were in the habit of going down to the sack and rummaging until they found some mail they liked. He touched his helmet respectfully at Granny Weatherwax.
Got a lot of letters, Mum, he said to Nanny Ogg. They're all addressed to, well, you'd better have a look, Mum.
Nanny Ogg looked at the proffered bundle.
The Lunkra Witch, she said aloud.
That'd be me, then, said Granny Weatherwax firmly, and took the letters.
Ah, well, I'd better be going, said Nanny, backing towards the door.
Can't imagine why people'd be writing to me, said Granny, slitting an envelope. Still, I suppose news gets around.
She focused on the words.
Dear Witch, she read, I would just like to say how much I appreciated the famous carrot and oyster pie recipe. My husband...
Nanny Ogg made it halfway down the path before her boots became suddenly too heavy to lift.
Giffer Ogg, you come back here right now!
Agnes tried again. She didn't really know anyone in Ankh-Morpork, and she did need someone to talk to, even if they didn't listen.
I suppose, mainly, I came because of the witches, she said.
Christine turned, her eyes wide with fascination. So was her mouth. It was like looking at a rather pretty bowling ball. Witches? She breathed.
Oh, yes, said Agnes wearily. Yes, people were always fascinated by the idea of witches. They should try living around them, she thought.